of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me. Died that I might live on high, lives that I might never die. As the branch is to the vine, I am his and he is mine. O my Savior, help afford by your Spirit and your word. When my wayward heart would stray, keep me in the narrow way. Grace in time of need supply, while I live and when I die.
Just a quick announcement before we start tonight. I got a call about 4 o'clock this afternoon from Julie that her news was that Pastor Dave was running a fever of 101. And so just to be careful, they decided to take a trip down to the emergency room to make sure everything is okay, which they did. And she asked me at that time to give Valdemar a call and see if he could do our service. And if he couldn't, we'd have to cancel. Well, Valdemar said, sure, I'll do that, graciously. So I just got to say thank you on behalf of the entire congregation for doing that. Keep in mind, you know, I've heard in the past that pastors require about 1 hour of work for each 1 minute of service or 1 minute of sermon. So I'm expecting a sermon about a minute and a half long. So anyway, to finish the story about Pastor Dave, then Julie called me back about an hour later, a little over an hour later. They wouldn't even let her come into the waiting room with Pastor Dave. So she went back home and she got a hold of Jenna. And so I got to say thank you to Jenna for taking over for Julie tonight, because as you know, the Holden evening prayer is just as hard on the pastor's wife as it is on the pastor. And so she's going to take the brunt of Julie's part here. Anyway, Julie called back and said Dave's fever was already down to 99. He's not feeling all that bad. I don't think he'll be staying overnight at the hospital. But anyway, he was not going to be back in time for the service or, you know, to be sure. So, Valdemar, thank you so much for standing in. And if I tell you any more, it'll be more than I know. And during this political season, that's not unusual. But anyway, so here's Valdemar, and we'll have our service. Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll notice among the announcements a thank you, which I think Jesus Christ extends, as well as the church leadership. Your presence is your gift to us, and we pray the blessing of Almighty God as you join us. Notice that Pastor Dave has put together a two-month program for grades 1 through 6 for the Sunday school young people entitled The Word of God. So please put that on your radar screens and keep your eyes peeled. You can go to our EmmanuelofRochester.org website and click on the Resources tab. But wait, there's more. The building fund is at 86.6 thousand right now. The men's Bible study in person is Wednesday, the 23rd of September. And I truly do regret that I'm not joining you, but I've been doing this ever since about April. I spent an hour with my mom on a video conference on Wednesday from 11 to 12. So you're in my prayers. Some calendar items about the men's email Bible study Tuesday, the 15th. In-person and virtual worship service with Holy Communion, the 19th, the 23rd, 26th, and then a CMAC trip. I believe the deadline is the 27th, and the CMAC trip is the 27th through the 3rd, right. Please keep your eyes, ears, and computers peeled for the 4:31 message that Pastor Dave sets out. Does any one of you have any matter for announcement or a particular concern that we should include in prayers?
We also got one more announcement there, Waldemar, about the little library.
The Stephensons have a little kind of mailbox library out in front, and if you want to contribute new or respectably used religious or non-religious books and such, please call Julie once she and, well, she's back home, but after she brings her husband back, retrieves him from the hospital or the ER. Please do share the love of Christ and the goodness of God's creation with books. Please remain seated, and please join me. Please pray silently as I lead us in our prayer of the day. Heavenly Father, your mercy is everlasting and your forgiveness boundless. As we gather together and receive your word of forgiveness in the gospel proclaimed, renew us in the gift of baptism, that we be signs of your reconciliation for the world, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
Please rise as you are able for the service of light. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race.
Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. Hear the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heavens splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless days.
day.
The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make the darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light of life and all creation.
Amen.
We join in the psalmody, and as you remember, group one is women, and men are group two. And we join all of us at first.
Let my prayer rise up like incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Keep watch within me, God.
Keep watch within me, God.
Deep
in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright.
To you. All praise to the God of all
praise to the God of all,
Creator of life.
All praise be to Christ and the Spirit of love.
Let my prayer rise up
like incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Please be seated as we pause. Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord. And let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly army, and may glorify you forever and ever. And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
The first reading this evening comes from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, 'Please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please remain seated for the reading of our gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter came up and said to him, that is Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master had ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him his debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay his debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We're going to be singing, well, first of all, if you'd go back, Don, the children's message is posted because Pastor Dave gets things done early, not just on time. The children's message is available. We join in the first two verses of our hymn of the day. Would you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his salvation through Christ. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. My father was a college professor who, when he'd preach at congregations for the first time, like I think I've told you before, he would tell people to sit back and relax as he was about to begin his sermon because he said, I'm used to talking for 50 minutes. I won't. We read of people around Jesus fighting for favored places. Lord, let my two boys sit at your right and left hands. Heavenly Father, cut my boys a break. And now Peter comes to Jesus and says, how long am I stuck forgiving my brother? Even seven times? And Jesus says, oh no, 70 times seven. And he's not talking like an accountant. He's talking, telling Peter, way more than you want. We struggle with limits, we human beings, and as I learned in my first year calculus class, that's the beginning of calculus, limits. Saw a TV show recently where there'd been an infinity symbol and a college cosmology prof remarked that, well, Aristotle said that infinity means no limits. And then he paused for a moment and said, of course, that also can be said of evil. We live a life with limits. And Peter wants a limit on forgiving. And we struggle with limits. Somebody remarked that if you're standing in water and your feet are wet and you can see the pyramids, you're obviously in denial. And we like to deny things, don't we? We deny that there's a problem. Oh, no, I have no problem with my eating. Oh, no, I have no problem with my drinking. Oh, no, I have no problem with my kids. I don't have any problem with my job. We live a life of denial until we can't ignore it anymore. We like to live a life of denial, not that there is a problem, but, hey, I'm helpless. What can you expect from somebody with my background? Or, I can't do anything about it, so I might as well learn to live with it. Sometimes we go so far as to say, well, nobody can do anything about it. When it comes to sin, we're right when we're talking about ourselves, and we're wrong when it comes to talking about our Heavenly Father, who gives us a Christ of a cradle and cross, who gives us a Christ who walked among us, and who loves us no matter who we were, are, or will be. A Christ who's claimed us in baptism, which is why I'm by the font and that candle. And isn't done with us. Because that Christ says, come, follow me. And then we do some more struggling. We live a life of choices, and let me praise Pastor Dave for his choice. He got a hold of me early. I'd much rather have an hour and three quarters instead of 10 minutes, so I like his choice in calling me early. We may not like some of the choices, but we find if we make a bad choice, it can lead to a series of worse choices. As I've read some tactical analyses of some of the terrible things that have been happening with law enforcement and prisoners. What people have ended up saying, who know far more about things than I do, have said, yeah, it really got horrible because earlier choices had been bad. And earlier choices in Jesus' story have been bad. Jesus is talking in his, as he tells his disciples a story. He's not telling us about our budgetary processes, okay? He's talking about life in the kingdom, which is the ball that Peter had opened. How often do I have to forgive? This many? Worse, Peter. Life in the kingdom is like this. A servant owed 10,000 talents of silver, and hey, you can look it up. That's why God made Wikipedia. And you find a bunch of scattered data. What it amounts to, yeah, it's a terrible size debt, a weight of silver, and it may or may not be kind of a national debt sort of amount. And I don't want to argue about what the value is. There are three things that are clear to me. I couldn't pay it. You couldn't pay it. And frankly, that first servant shouldn't have to pay it. He didn't have to pay it. But again, ends up jamming himself up by his choices. I'll call it impossible because I'm talking for me and you, okay? Not for God. The king lets this servant or slave, doulos in Greek, and we Americans don't understand kings. We Americans don't understand slaves, even with the whole discussion of black identity going on. We don't understand that kind of authority structure. We didn't grow up in the Middle Ages. Basically, the king can do what he wants as long as somebody else who's in higher authority doesn't stomp on him. And the king decides to forgive this guy after he pleads, "Have patience with me and I will pay you everything." Out of pity, the king says, "Go ahead." And the guy goes out and finds another friend who owed him a manageable amount. That's 100 days' wages. Grabs him by the throat and treats him like he hadn't been treated himself. Even after the guy pleads, "Have patience with me and I will pay you," does that sound familiar? And the action of that first slave in no way reflects the action of the king. Word comes back to the king. And the king summons that slave and calls him, "You wicked slave, you wicked servant. I acted like I did, and you couldn't reflect who I am." Kings who are good expect their subjects to reflect them. Kings who are bad are afraid their subjects will reflect them. Our Heavenly Father expects His subjects to reflect Him. And the wicked slave got what he dealt. And Jesus goes on to say, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you, every one of us, if we do not forgive our brother from our hearts." Life in the kingdom means our actions reflect the king. Life in the kingdom means our hearts reflect the king. And while we Americans think about hearts as places of feeling, for a Jew it was even much more important as a place of choice, of ethical decision. Our actions out of our hearts must reflect that king. The one who sent his son, emptied to be born in a cradle, and to die in the worst way the Romans could find of killing for us. Our actions have limits, and we often do lie to our children. Has any parent here lied to one's kid? We sometimes do for their own good, right? We warn kids, they don't understand, so we have to warn them in a way that we get the right choice and action. But have you told your child, oh, you can be anything you want to be? I early on discovered I was not going to be a professional tackle, for example, in a pro football team, and I wasn't going to be a professional basketball player. No, I cannot do anything I want. I learned that I had to make my choices reflecting my parents' choices. I wasn't entirely happy with that, nor were you. And my parents taught me to reflect their choices because they wanted their choices to reflect God. And now we are our parents, right? And we want our kids to reflect our choices because we want them to know the limits God has given us. God has no limits, but God has given us our limits. And for the sake of safety, we have driving laws. For the sake of community and safety, we have morality and ethos, no matter what you may read about in other places. And we have a Savior who calls us to live lives of salvation. Jesus Christ did not die so I could do whatever I want. Jesus Christ died so I can live his life, so you can live reflecting the King. And we struggle. You read the New Testament. Have you noticed little conflict in the New Testament? Christians arguing with Christians. Back off. Some of you still have worship service Friday night, and some of you have Sunday services. Quit fighting about that. Respect the slave of the King. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, not so you can fight or run him into the ground. If one person esteems one day as better, we read in Romans 14, live your own life, make your own choices. Respect the servants as a servant of another God, our God. For to this end, Paul writes, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living, and not so you could judge other people, Paul writes. The issue is who's in charge. I was an eldest child. Are a few of you eldest children? We think we're in charge, don't we? It took a lot of work for my parents to help discourage me. Now that we're the grown-ups, well, we're stuck being in charge, and still God is in charge. And it is my prayer that my life reflect the King. And I trust and hope that it is your prayer that your lives reflect the King. Forgiving more than I want to and you want to, because Jesus Christ says so. And because I belong to the King, and so do you. To the King, to whom alone be all glory, honor, and glory, now and forever. And all God's people say, Amen. We sing the final two verses of our hymn, Forgive Our Sins as We Forgive.
In blazing light, your cross reveals the truth we dimly know. How trifling all debts to us, how great our debt to you.
Lord,
cleanse the depths within our souls, and bid resentment cease.
Then by your mercy reconcile, our lives will spread your peace.
Please rise as you are able. An angel came from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant dear, and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and bless me all my life through. Glory be to God the Father, and to Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to God the Spirit, ever three and ever one. As it was in the beginning, shall be now and evermore. With our hearts we magnify thee, with one voice we sing, Amen. Please be seated. As you know, we are not passing offering plates. I remind you that our offering basket, along with some envelopes, the basket is in the back, And we can also, you can donate by email and by snail mail as well, all kinds of various ways. We join now in the litany and the closing prayers.
In love.
In peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Good us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Gracious God, as we gather tonight, we bless you for Pastor Dave and for Julie. And we pray your comfort, guidance, care, and healing for them both. Bless us as we are concerned for them and for others. And silently we name others before you in our prayers. As we struggle in these times, make us remain your faithful followers. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and keep on teaching us to pray, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll have one final hymn found on the back of your bulletin or up on the screen. It's 291, Jesus Sinners Will Receive.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Amen.